So it's completely different, right, Trav? I mean,
100%.
So
it changed six times from when we started it.
Yeah. So we, you know, we sat down after work every night and would sit down and say, all right, what do we need to do? We had no cash at the time. So it was, how do we get some money to do our first flip? And we were like, oh, I guess we can do this thing called wholesaling. And we listened to some people that were doing a couple wholesales, and we did. So when we started our business, we did one wholesale. And I don't know, after we've probably ended up doing over 200 at this point.
Nice.
But the you know, the first few were really tough. We were finding deals on MLS because I had a real estate agent access through the MLS. So we were making a bunch of offers and we found a deal and got it under contract. And then we were like, we didn't have a buyer's list. So how do I find a buyer? And, you know, we really struggled through the first deal, but we did it. We closed it. It was, I still remember the address. It was $16,000 wholesale fee that we made. And, and we were like, hey, this works. And so that business plan till now has evolved drastically because the plan was to wholesale a bunch of deals. And then after we wholesaled a bunch of deals, we flipped one house. And after we flipped one house, we said, well, the margins are better here. Let's see how many more houses we could flip. But it's a cash intensive business, right? So it's hard to do volume. So we were kind of doing a hybrid model of we'll wholesale some deals and we'll see how many deals we could flip. We flipped one deal and then the next year we probably flipped two. And then the third year we maybe did four. And that brings us to today. So now the business plan is personnel and systems and, you know, just very different because, like I said, we first started by building ourselves a job, not a company. Yeah. And now it's more on, okay, so how do you replicate the systems that we have in place? How do you replicate the personnel that you have in place? And how do you expand so you can get to that next level, you know, for whatever it wants to be. So, you know, we started and we were like, let's wholesale and flip. And now it's let's flip and take that capital and get into larger multifamily long-term holds.